what's coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but each sound effect has a positive effect on people. Wow. That's good. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Here's the thing. Most reports that come from the news don't have a positive effect on people, and they're designed that way. Consider that. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because we desire to have the effect of helping people get closer to the Lord. That's why. And also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a good question. What kind of effect do you and do me and me, what kind of effect do we have on our family and on our friends? Is it Jesus approved? That is the question. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's kind of sad. You're out there hanging out at 11:30 in San Diego, 1:30 here in the Dallas area. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can reach out to us, engage with us. We love it. It's lots of fun. Nobody will make fun of you. We're here to encourage and strengthen one another. If you want to give us a holler, do so. It won't really affect anything other than it'll put a smile on people's faces. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Let me tell you what it's like talking to Dynamite D. It's like waking up on your own, even though the alarm clock failed to go off because you're so in tune, the Lord has brought it to you.
I've had that happen quite a bit, Dave.
Yeah, that's kind of cool,
pretty,
isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty cool feeling.
Yes, it's like, bing. Hey, that's kind of nice. Love that. Also, by the way, you can, besides calling in, you can text in. Now, this is live during the show right now for what we're doing. And maybe you've got a praise report and you want something to share. You're just looking for a place to share some great things the Lord has done in your life. Maybe you just had something recently happen and you're like, I just want to give acknowledgement to the Lord right now. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Perhaps you have a prayer request, and you know what? Your faith is there, but it's kind of like that one guy that spoke to Jesus, I believe, help thou my unbelief, and you need some other people to stand by you and help out. Well, give us a holler, reach out to us, or you can text us, by the way, and we'll still pray for you live on the air. All you got to do to text is text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Now, I'm going to show you the difference between saying it fast and slow. So you're just ready. Okay, you ready? Ready? Here's fast. 214-210. Okay, so that's one way to do it. Or I can just say 214-210-8483.
That was a little commercial voice there.
Yeah,
that was like just a little thingy I heard.
Also, you can email us right during the show. So I've got a Chromebook now. For most of you guys,
still working?
Yeah. See, here's the thing about my Chromebook. There's two things. The light is still on, which is a good sign for a Chromebook. And then the other thing that's really important is, I'm just saying on that, the thing that's really important is that it's still, the hinges still stay up. So you know how you have your computer, if the hinges don't stay up, then you take like a straw and you put it there to keep it up. Or
I've had one and the hinges fell off, so you're actually pretty accurate with that.
It's horrible. So, but it still works. So if you want to email us, you can do that. David@hemustincrease.org. That's D-A-V-I-D. That's how you spell David. And then the at thing and at he must increase. So David@hemustincrease.org, coming off of John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. We're going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you. On the website, there's some very encouraging videos and audios on the website, especially if you've gone through kind of a tough time. Plus, there's just general encouragement and goofy stuff. And why? Because every once in a while, goofy stuff is better than all the other stuff. It's just like, you know what? I need goofy. I need macaroni and cheese with tuna fish in it and some grated cheese on top.
With tuna in it?
Yeah. Well, that's
pretty interesting.
Yeah, with little bacon bits.
And onions. Okay, I see.
Well, I'm just going all the way. And then on the website is an opportunity for you to give. We don't expect you to give if you've not really touched into the ministry, but we do expect you to do what the Lord says. That's something we expect from everybody. And so in that, if the Lord puts it on your heart to give, fantastic. If not, we ask you to pray for us. We'd like you to partnership with us. That's a great thing. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. We are 100% nonprofit, recognized, IRS recognized entity, or whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. Other than you don't get a popsicle, you don't get a donut, and you don't get a jet if you give to the ministry. You get a receipt at the end of the year that you can use, but you got to consult your tax attorney or tax accountant or whatever it is to make sure it gets done right. Bottom line, give, and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That is pretty much how we operate between Dynamite D and me. It just goes bing, bing, bing.
Accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. If you have called in, you're welcome to call in again. Again, if it's and don't worry, we're really nice about this. And you're thinking, you know, Dave, I do want to know, you know what? And I've had people wonder this, and I'm going to share it with you, and then I'm going to share the other part of it. I'm going to share a two-parter, and then we'll get into the text. I have a pretty extensive background. Okay, it's pretty, you know, it's a pretty good read. But, you know, even when Paul was sharing his background, it's like, I got this. He goes, but you know what? It doesn't matter because it really depends on the Lord. That is 100% true. Okay, I have a pretty good background. I was born and raised Jewish, went to private Hebrew school, was involved in recreational pharmaceuticals. The Lord gave me a great deliverance. It was 45 years ago. Since then, I've obtained a Baptist, a Pentecostal, and a charismatic ordination, plus I've also gotten a BA, a master's in theological studies, as well as a doctorate degree in Christian ministry. But you know what? If the Lord doesn't help me, I'm just another idiot on the radio. You could say everything you want. That's the fact. Okay? Just without the Lord's help, it doesn't matter. You understand? All right. I'm just letting you know that I have a little bit of background.
So you learned a whole lot of nothing.
No, I learned the greatest thing that I learned in all the things, because I was a pretty good student, 1 A- in my entire collegiate career.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, one thing I learned. Here's the one thing I learned. All that stuff is really good, but it helps me know that I know so little. That the only way to really know is to draw closer to the Lord. Remember the disciples, and it's an excellent point, but the disciples in Acts, where they said that they had took notice that they were uneducated and unlearned men, but they had spent time with Jesus. And so they were able to sustain, make conversation, make argument, make discussion in regards to their faith. That's the key. Since Jesus is not just the heart of wisdom, but wisdom itself. The closer you get to him, the more you get it. Okay? All right. Did I say that pretty good? All right. We're done. All right. Let's get into our text, by the way, and then we'll do our little trivia in a bit. 2 Corinthians. We are in 2 Corinthians. We are in chapter 8 because we're not quite yet to chapter 9. And we are in, or at, we're in verse 16. It says this, and I love this, but thanks be to God who put into the heart of Titus the same devotion I have for you. For not only did he welcome our appeal, but he is eagerly coming to you of his own volition. Now, here's something that you just got to get. And this is like kind of important. This is the important-y stuff. Paul's like, thanks be to God who put in the heart of Titus this deep devotion for you people at Corinth. It's fantastic. And what we should recognize is God is the orchestrator and the author of so many wonderful things in our lives. And no matter how good we are, ultimately our goodness comes from God alone. David said, I have no goodness that extends beyond thee. And God himself inspired. Now, this is what I want you to get. God himself inspired Titus's compassionate heart. Do you know that when people have movements into their people go, well, God won't put that in you. He won't make you feel this way. He won't do that. That's absurd. That's just absolutely ridiculous. The people who were listened to King Saul when he first became king, they were devoted in their heart by the Holy Spirit pouring into them so that they would be committed to Saul. It's like, there you go. Okay. Who's in charge?
That blessed me right there, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. God's in charge. And so sometimes you have something that happens in your heart and you just, and you just feel it and just like, oh. Well, in this case, we're talking about Titus. He says, thanks to God who put into the heart of Titus the same feeling I have for you. Who put that in the heart of Titus? God did. And God puts that in you. See, people don't recognize, and once you get to it and really get to it, you'll find out that those deepest desires that you have that are honoring God and this thing that's in you that's a passion, you know, that just you want to do it, it actually comes from God, and you're really in sync when you connect to that. But let's just stick with what we're talking about. Thanks be unto God who put into the heart of Titus the same devotion I have for you. Not only did he welcome our appeal, but he's eagerly coming to you of his own volition. He's like, he's so committed. He's so passionate about it. This guy's just jumping on it. And this very verse, and I want to say this, emphasize sometimes we're moved by the Lord putting it into our hearts, right? But in Titus's mind and in his function, he's like, I've made this decision. I'm driven by a strong desire, and I'm going to go and be connect to these people and help them out. But that's all God's doing, but he's doing it in perfect partnership with Titus. And so God instills it in Titus, but Titus still takes the action. And then God endorses his decision and partners with him. Wait, so something can be in my heart. It can be from the Lord. I really want to do it. I go forward in it, and God blesses it. Hello, you have arrived. That's kind of like the nice way to say that, right? All right. All right, now before we move on, we're going to go into our – this just goes so fast. I don't know how to do this. We're going to go into our first trivia question. So we'll give you a chance to answer trivia, see if you can answer it. Look, it's open for everybody. So it doesn't matter whether you're in California or whether you're in Texas. If you think you have an answer to the triv, don't hesitate. Just reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Here's your first trivia question, and it's an easy one. So if you don't get it, I'm going to invest in Kleenex. Okay? All right, there you go. Now, listen to the words, though, because in a trivia question, you got to hear all the words. What creature / animal in the Garden of Eden spoke to Eve and said, you shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes are going to be opened, and you'll be as gods, knowing the difference between good and evil. What? I'll do the Yiddish thing for that. What animal? What animal are we talking about? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us right now. Nothing weird will happen that we're aware of. You call 972-445-0770. That's the number to call. You can also text. So that's kind of cool. 214-210-8483. Cool. Texting. That's good. Good. And you can email. Do that as well. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. vetcreature.org. Okay, that's a simple question. What creature, what animal in the Garden of Eden spoke to Eve and said, you won't surely die. God knows in the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened. You'll be like gods, knowing good and evil. You got to know that one. If you don't know that one, time for the reread. Genesis 3.
Start over.
Got to know that one. All right, here we go. Let's go back into the teaching while people are kind of thinking about that, because I know that you guys will get that one. So in this teaching, I want to make sure that we stay focused. So Paul, he's talking about the gift of giving to the church. So this is Corinth. They're being encouraged to give to Jerusalem. Macedonia has already demonstrated they're willing to give, and they are not nearly as well off as Corinth. And so it's like, wowzer, wowzer. So the idea behind this is that, you know, Paul's urging him on. Now he's got Titus. Titus is participating with them in this. And then he says the following. These are important elements in the process. After he says, thanks be to God who put it in the heart of Titus for the same devotion I have for you. Not only did he welcome our appeal, but he's eagerly coming to you of his own volition. Along with Titus, we are sending the brother who is praised by all the churches for his work in the gospel. More than that, this brother was chosen by the churches to accompany us with the offering, the gracious gift we administer to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. All right. So cool. Because what people do is people operate in Scripture like they have to have every answer and know everything that God is trying to communicate. Now, you do need to receive and know everything God's trying to communicate, but you don't add in where you don't know. Okay? Who wrote the book of Hebrews? You don't know. You can guess and you can point and you can jump up and down. You can say it looks like Paul. No, it doesn't. Not if you've ever read Paul. But that's not even the point. The point is we don't know. Why? Because God didn't tell us. And you see, there's this passage in Deuteronomy 29:29 that says the secret things belongeth unto the Lord, but the things that he has revealed are ours. That's cool. But guess what? God does not reveal everything. And so here you have this situation exactly in the church, which we should recognize because the way that God operates in our lives, we should be smart enough to go, yeah, that just sounds normal. Here's what it says. Along with Titus, we're sending the brother who's praised by all the churches. Well, he's praised by all the churches. This is cool. He's praised by all the churches for his work in the gospel. And it's not just that, but these churches are the ones that said, this guy's got to go. Who is that guy? We don't know. I'm just going to make this as clear as possible. Guess who it is? Because you'll just keep guessing. Because guess what? You don't know. What's worse is that in another 5 or 6 verses, there's another guy that nobody's going to know. Twice this happens. Once the Lord has spoken, twice have I heard. So just listen to the simplicity of this. You know what God tells you? What you need. And then we go before the Lord and we go, you know, why is this and why is this? And if he doesn't answer or you never get an answer, here's the answer. You don't get to know. This is the part where you go, I guess I have to trust that God has my best interests in mind and me not knowing is a part of that plan. Now, it's not wrong to search it out. It's not wrong to get into the deep process, and searching it out is a glory. But if the Lord ultimately does not tell, that means you don't get to know. In this case, and it doesn't matter how many commentators you quote, it doesn't matter how many scholars you give me, nobody knows for sure except for God. And that's how part of our Christian walk is. Instead of trying to be overly theological, we should be, by the way, overly devotional, not overly theological, right? Instead of trying to be overly theological, we should be passionately in our relationship with the Lord and recognizing there are things in our lives that we'll go through that the Lord will not show you the reason yet, or maybe never, I don't know, but maybe not till a certain time, maybe not for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, maybe not until eternity, I don't know. Here's what I do know, and it's going to irritate some people, and it's only because I love you guys and I'm sharing this about myself, because I, Dr. Dave, am still in need of the prescription of Goss pills. I still need the same thing that everybody else needs. I need to be reminded that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I need to remember that he died on that cross for my sins. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again. He ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he's coming back soon. I need that. You need that. And sometimes the best way to get an answer from the Lord, is to let go. Uh-oh. No, stop this truth stuff, Dave. That's not nice. So I have been trying to be – I've been pretty forthright with everybody in this audience, probably more so than I've done in my past. I've really tried to as best I can, when appropriate. So in the last 3 or 4 months, I've been praying. I've had an issue happen. And this issue was somebody was a contributor to the ministry, and it's great love between us and no issues there, right? But I noticed that, you know, it's one of those things that there was no, like, kind of a void in the giving and the supportive words and so on and so forth. So I got hurt. I know, you think you shouldn't do that. I know. Well, somebody else should do that. That's why somebody else should run it. I know, but we're not big enough. So when we get big enough, I promise that will happen. But right now we can't pay Dave a part-time salary, so let's just do one thing at a time. And so here we are, and I got hurt. And it's like, that hurt. That hurt my feelings. And so I prayed about it, And then who would the Lord use but my wife saying, you know, you should just let that go and get over it. Right. Don't you love to hear that from your spouse? You should just let that go and get over it. Okay. So, no, I'm not even kidding you. So yesterday, I'm in prayer, and I'm praying. I'm pretty committed to my prayer life and talking to the Lord. And then this came up in the prayer time, and I said, Lord, I said, I'm supposed to let this go. I'm hurt. I've been hurt. I know I'm taking this personally. I know I'm functioning this wrong. And you know what, Lord? I know that's wrong. I know it's not the right spirit, not the right attitude. And I need your help. And I'm just going to ask you, please, to help me in this so I can do better, so I can be more like you and walk in you with more trust. So please, I'm offering this up to you. I'm letting this go. Please just help. Please help me. Okay? Yesterday evening at 5 o'clock, the very people that I was – they sent a check. It arrived, I should say. So before I even prayed about it, and then I let it go, right? And then I just committed it to the Lord, and then later in the evening it came, and I was just like – I just said, you know, your timing is it's just amazing sometimes. Just like you cannot make stuff up like that. It's like impossible. And God's answering it before I'm even praying it, right? Because it's already in the mail. So it's like, what is – here's what I'm trying to say in all that. Sometimes you just stop. Let it go. Well, I need to get an answer for this. Maybe you don't. Maybe your answer is to let it go and to trust. Maybe the answer is not to get an answer. Well, that's very dissatisfying. No, that's very challenging to our faith, which is okay because God stretches our faith, as most of us know. That's part of the process, isn't it? So Paul is just like, you know, this brother's coming. He's fantastic. This guy's so great. He was elected by the churches. Everybody loves this guy. He's awesome. Everybody thinks he's fantastic. No name.
Brother who is famous among the
famous. He's got to be, you know, it's got to be Barnabas. It's got to be Apollo. It's got to be this. Got to be this. Yeah. Or it could be Mickey, who's from Syria. I don't know. You know? No, you don't. I'm trying to say to you, it's like, and everybody will speculate. It's like, that's cool. But we don't know. And sometimes when you don't know, you do this. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Just trust. Okay. There's a reason for it. I trust you for it. Sometimes that's the way to walk. Having an active faith. After all, it's faith that pleases the Lord, right? All right. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Sometimes that part of that faith is going okie dokie. There you go. All right, the answer to the trivia question, pretty straightforward. I don't think that's too difficult for most people to get. creature, what creature, what animal in the garden said to Eve, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be open, you'll be like gods, knowing good and evil. And the answer is
the serpent
or the snake, that's fine, or whatever you want to call that ugly thing. Okay, so before we hit our music, I just want to tell everybody we're going to keep the show going. If you want to continue to listen and you're in San Diego, you go to hemustincrease.org and you click on the Listen Live button. Otherwise, you got great shows on your station. You keep listening. For those here in Texas, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to KAAM and K-Bright, and it'll just be a few months and we'll be back doing more. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. You're in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, as I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow. God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy, and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on that. He walked out on his foray, and he goes, I have built all this. It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right. And we'll help him get there. Right? All right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, we love you too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.